Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Hi, this is Ian calling from the Chime Bank Loss Prevention Department. I'm calling on a recorded line for quality purposes regarding our mutual customer, which is Corey Letterhouse. And she contacted us about the transaction made on her account and claiming that it is unauthorized. And we would like to validate this with you. What information do you need for me to locate this transaction?
May I have your zip code?
Zip code of the client, correct?
What, is there any way you would be able to get them on the line?
I'm so sorry, ma'am, but the client is not on the other line. But I can provide the zip code for you.
No, I was asking, is there any way you would be able to get them on the line?
No, ma'am, sorry. If ever
Okay,
that
what's
you cannot provide,
their zip code?
for the zip code, it's 14131.
You might have your first and last name.
For the first and last name, it's Corey Letterhouse.
Will you verify your shipping address?
Shipping address will be 2365 Youngstown Wilson Road, Upper Ransomville, New York, 14131.
Is there any way they could have a different address?
There's no other address registered on the account's profile here.
Okay, just one moment.
Yeah, sure.
And you said there's not another address?
There's no any other address, ma'am.
Okay, will you verify their email?
Email is letterhousecorey12@gmail.com.
Will you verify that phone number?
Phone number will be 716-912-1084.
Okay, so the information that you verified to me is the same information that you received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order.
No,
Okay,
ma'am.
wait, wait, okay,
Sorry.
wait, just, well, okay, let's see. Well, the email, well, the address we have on file is the P.O. Box 273.
Oh, it's different. Okay. Because when I check the account of the client here, the only address that I can see here is the one registered at 2365 Youngstown Wilson Road.
Okay, just one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, well, I can. Okay, I do see here they have this smart watch with us.
I'm sorry.
I see here they have this smart watch with us.
I'll be the transaction.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Are you referring to the item that was purchased by the client?
Okay, that's what they have with us, a smart watch.
Okay. How much will that be?
That was billed $11.94.
Okay. All right. So it's all right. I've already have the information that I've needed. So if ever that we need further details about this transaction, we will go ahead and call you back, okay?
Okay, so you want to leave the account as is?
Yes. All right. So is there anything else that I may provide you with?
Okay, so do you want, okay, what I can do is get that account canceled and I have confirmation for you to write down.
Oh, no, ma'am. It's okay. We're just verifying the transaction that was made by the client and also on that transaction amount.
Okay, so you want to leave the account as is?
Yes, as it is.
Okay, well, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you for receiving my call, and you have a good day. Goodbye.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.